dialect that provided the base for most Freiburg jokes. Because of these inherent handicaps, the populace of Misteldross was noted for its pugnacity and general bullheadedness. There were minor nobility there who no one took much notice of, or kept any records about, enabling me to adopt the cover of Grav Bent Deedstall. The family name meant either bandit or tax-gatherer in the local dialect, which gives you an idea of the kind of economy they had had, as well as the source of the family title. A military tailor cut me a dress uniform, and while I was being fitted, I memorized great chunks of the family history to bore people with. I saw where I could be the life of any party. Another thing I did was to send off a thick wad of money to the maimed bartender, who was now working with the handicap of having his arm in a cast. He really had shortchanged me, but his suffering was entirely out of proportion to this minor crime. My anonymous gift was strictly conscience money, and I felt much better after having done it. A moonlight visit to the royal printers supplied an invitation to the party. My uniform fitted like a sausage skin, my boots gleamed enthusiastically, and I was one of the first guests to arrive, since the royal table had a tremendous reputation and work had increased my appetite. I crashed and clattered wonderfully when I bowed to the king. Spurs and sword, they go all the way with the archaic nonsense on Freiber, and looked at him closely while he mumbled something inaudible. His eyes were glassy and unfocused, and I realized there was some truth in the rumor that he always got stoned on his private bottle before coming to one of these affairs. Apparently he hated crowds and parties and much preferred to putter with his bugs. He was an amateur entomologist of no small talents. I passed on to the queen, who was much more receptive. She was 20 years his junior, and attractive in a handsomely inflated bovine way. Rumor also had it that she was bored by his beetles and much preferred Homo sapiens to Lepidoptera. I tested this calumny by giving her hand an extra little squeeze when I held it, and Queenie squeezed back with an expression of great interest. I moved on to the buffet. While I ate, the guests continued to arrive. Watching them as they entered didn't interfere with my demolishing the food or sampling all of the wines. I had finished stoking up by the time the rest were just starting, so I could circulate among them. All of the women were subjected to my very close scrutiny, and most of them enjoyed it, because if I say so myself, with my new face and the fit of the uniform, I cut a mean swath through the local types. I really wasn't expecting to run across Angelina's trail this easily, but there was always the chance. Only a few of the women even remotely resembled her, but it took only a few words each time to settle the fact that they were true blue blue blood and not my little interstellar killer. This task was made simpler by the fact that the Freiber beauties ran heavily towards the flesh, and Angelina was a neat and petite package. I went back to the bar.
"You have been given a royal command," an adenoidal voice said in my ear while fingers plucked at my sleeve.
I turned and gave my best scowl to the character who still clutched the fabric.
"Let go the suit or I push your buck-toothed face the punch bowl in,"
I growled in my thickest Misteldrossian accent. He let go as if he had grabbed something hot and got all red and excited-looking.
"That's better," I added, cutting off his next words. "Now, who wants to see me? The king?"
"Her Majesty, the Queen," he managed to squeeze out between thin lips.
"That's good. I want to see her, too. Show the way."
I forged a way through the crowd while my new friend clattered behind, trying to pass me. I stopped before I reached the group around Queen Helda and let him get ahead, all out of breath and sweating.
"Your Majesty, this is the Baron Grav," not Baron, I cut in with my hideously rich accent, "Grav Bent Deedstall, with a poor provincial family cheated centuries ago of our rightful title by thieving and jealous counts."
I scowled straight at my guide, as if he had been in the plot, and he turned the flush on again.
"I don't recognize all of your honors, Grav Bent," the Queen said, in her low voice, that reminded me of pastures on a misty morn. She pointed to my manly chest, to the row of decorations I had purchased from a curio dealer just that morning.